reading the script, yeah. I remember we were just like, how the fuck is this going to exist? You know, how's this movie going to get made? But I think it, yeah, it became clear as we went along just how much music was going to be involved.
This week on Lustful Live Boston, Cat Power, Horror, and Tracy Morgan are coming through. I talk with Ian Chang of Sun Lux as he helps us be everything and everywhere. And I finally cave into Olivia Rodrigo all at once. Welcome back. Episode 5, Lustful Live Boston. You know what we do here. We help you manage and distill hundreds of events into a weekly list spoken by my beautiful voice. Who am I? I am Cliff Notes, your hostess with the mostest. And I'm going to help you start your week off the only way we know how. We'll take it to hump day. All right, first one up on Wednesday is Atlanta-born singer-songwriter Teddy Swims. Teddy doesn't look like how he sounds, but let me tell you, I don't know what someone who sounds like him should look like. Check out his cover of I Can't Make You Love Me and make sure you have a place for your jaw after it falls to the ground. He'll be at Royale. Next, if you're a fan of bands like Bad Cop, or just like anything that comes out of New Orleans like I am, you gotta check out the band Pairs with Oh the Humanity at my favorite hole-in-the-wall venue, O'Brien's. Last thing I got for you on Wednesday is another singer-songwriter, Anson Zebra. If you're like me and having trouble feeling anything at all recently, check out his song, Unloving You, and make sure you see Anson at Brighton Music Hall. Send someone to check on me emotionally if you're listening. All right, some culture for you for your Thursday. If you've never heard of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, Bless Your Soul 1, 2, they're doing 4 nights in a row at the Box Center starting today, April 28th. Through Sunday, May 1st. Next is Drive-By Truckers at Royale. This is a rock band hailing from Athens, Georgia. They're coming to Boston and they're bringing Lydia Lovelace with them. They'll be at Royale. This is Thursday ahead of their new album, Welcome to Club 13, coming out June 3rd of this year. Last thing I got for you on Thursday is the Born Ruffians at the Sinclair. Love the branding of their last three projects, Pulp, Squeeze, and Juice. Def check that out and make sure to check out the Toronto indie rock band at the Sinclair in Harvard Square. Wait, one last thing. It's Bill and the Bells. Some country music coming to Club Passim in Harvard Square, all the way from Tennessee. Make sure to check that out. All right, on to Friday. We got Saba, one of my favorite rappers doing it right now. Personally, I feel like he doesn't get enough love. He's got a great new album called A Few Good Things. Check him out at Paradise to get a lot more than a few good things in your life, literally and metaphorically. Next up, if you miss Tracy Morgan at the Wilbur on Thursday night, then there's good news. You can drive down to Connecticut Foxwoods and see the comedy legend and 30 Rock alum if you're in the mood for some laughs. I'm sure it's going to be amazing. Yeah. It's that time. It's that time where we reach out to local influencers and get ourselves the inside scoop of the week. And this week is a legend, if I say so myself. R&B singer and amazing vocalist Lisa Bello has got the inside scoop for your Friday night. Listen up.
Hello, hello, everybody. This is Lisa Bello, Boston's favorite tattooed R&B singer. My show pick of the week is James Hype. James will be at Royale this Friday, April 29th. It's going down. James hails from the UK. He's a DJ, producer, remix artist. When I tell you, this man's live sets are fire. So meet me there this Friday, April 29th at Royale. Peace.
Lisa, thank you so much for blessing us with that inside scoop. Lisa is on tour right now and is coming home May 14th at the City Winery. Make sure you check that out. Do you have the inside scoop? Shoot us an email, lustforlivebos@doubleelvis.com. But for now, let's get back into the event highlights for the week. All right, let's talk about Saturday. We got singer-songwriter LP, not to be confused with LP from Run the Jewels. She's coming to town, House of Blues, with Nick Lang to celebrate her fifth album, Heart to Mouth. All right, it's hard to miss Jack Harlow these days. He was on stage killing it with Lil Nas X at the Grammys. It seems like everyone's girlfriend wants him, so it's not a surprise I see him headlining UMass Lowell's spring concert at the Songus Arena. I've never been to any of their spring concerts, but I heard they turn up. Next thing I got for you is over at Brighton Music Hall. It's Sunflower Beam and Hello Mary, and that's happening this Saturday. The reason I'm really excited for this gig is because my friend and local vocalist Supreme, Aubrey Haddard, will be opening. She's got a sick new song and a video for it. Just a wall. Everyone should check it out and check out the show at Brighton Music Hall. Last thing I got for you is Saturday. It's a British rapper who I wasn't super familiar with, but I checked out his single with ASAP Rocky. It's called Mazza, and I got the appeal. I couldn't tell if Rocky was entering his world or vice versa. Either way, Slow Ties entering our world via Royale this Saturday. All right, happy Sunday, y'all. And we have not much going on, but we do have the band Horror coming through. The three R's are replaced by Upside Down Sixes. They're going to be at Brighton Music Hall. Hip-hop meets punk. Think Backwash, Death Grips, even Bad Brains, if you just need a black punk band to compare them to. But they are in a world of their own. Last thing I got for you is something from our partygoers. If you're a fan of Great, Good, Fine, Okay, you got to check out The Knox. The Knox will be at the Sinclair this Sunday. Their DJ duo from New York. Have a great time. Okay, let's get on to Monday, and I got a personal story. Senior year of high school, I saw this little-known movie called Juno at the AMC on Boston Common. I saw it with my girlfriend at the time. It featured a great song called Sea of Love by a band called Cat Power. I sampled that song, made a dope song for that girlfriend, and we broke up almost immediately as I got to college. But the band Cat Power is still together, and they're playing Paradise. Come acknowledge the fact that life goes on with or without me. All right, I don't think we have enough metal on today's episode, so I have to include Testament, Exodus, and Death Angel, who will be at the House of Blues. Make sure your hair is past your shoulders and you're prepared to be sent back to the 80s for an amazing night of hardcore metal. And the last thing I got for you on Sunday is someone with so much talent, it physically makes me ill. In the best of ways, of course. Do yourself a favor and check out Orion Sun at the Sinclair this Sunday, but only after you check out their 2018 release, Hold Space for Me, which is something I can only hope the Sinclair will do for me if and when the show sells out. All right, y'all, we finally made it to Tuesday, and we've got Palace at the Paradise. One of the top search questions for this band is if they're religious. The answer isn't clear, but I will tell you this. The British alternative rock and blues band has got some songs like Heaven Up There and Gravity that really do slap. That's Tuesday. And over at Brighton Music Hall, you've got Mexican rock band Monterey. This is three sisters who know how to rock, and if you don't believe me, check out their song Choke and make sure you are careful with your neck and heart as you make your way through the rest of their discography. And the last thing I got for you Tuesday, I think it's really my sleeper. It's Vincent over at Crystal Ballroom, and she gives me Amber Mark / Blood Orange kind of vibe. I love good music that I can dance to, and if you check out her song Someday, you will probably do exactly that. All right, y'all, that's the end of event highlights for this week, starting on April 27th. Episode 5 was great, and I'm seeing a whole bunch of new followers come through, and I'm loving it. Some of y'all are following me on my personal page. Some of y'all are following the Lust for Live page. Feel free to do both. Lust for Live, B-O-S, or you can follow me, Cliff Notes, N-O-T-E-Z-Z. I'm usually in the scene. But the thing that really would help is if you're spreading the word about the podcast. We will love you forever if you help us continue to grow and help the rest of the city of Boston grow musically as well. Coming up next, we got to pay some bills as usual. But after that, you know what time it is. It's time for
The Draw.
The Draw.
The Draw.
The Draw.
Welcome back to The Drop, y'all. I'm really nervous about this drop. Y'all know that The Drop is some inside information wherein which some people may not have known about this show, or it's just my inside scoop. So this week it's more of my inside scoop because I recognize that the person who I'm talking about is something that everybody else has been talking about for years. And that is the key of today's discussion. Y'all already know that I'm a pop slut, but you don't know that I'm petty and low-key low-key pretentious. When everybody else is into something, I like to be like, no, I'm not into that right now because everybody else is into it. I don't know why I do it. I did it with Billie Eilish, and now I'm a huge fan of Billie Eilish. This week, it's Olivia Rodrigo. Olivia was racking up at the Grammys, and I personally was like, who the fuck is this kid racking up at the Grammys? And sure enough, I went and listened to her first project, and I was astonished. I don't know why I always do this to myself. I like to just hate on things that everybody else loves just to be like, oh no, just because everybody else loves it, it's not my thing. But no, this is going to be a great show. Olivia Rodrigo is coming to Boston at Roadrunner. I'm surprised that it's not going to be a bigger venue, but she is still like 19 years old, so she's got a lot of room to grow. Her new album, or I guess her only album, is completely phenomenal. Obviously, you know that. The Grammys know it. Everybody knows it, except for Cliff. But I'm here to just reaffirm the fact that this is a show that you should be going to. That's Tuesday, May 3rd at Roadrunner. Coming up next is our interview section with Ian Chang from Sunlux. They're going to be at the Sinclair April 30th, but we got to talk a bit about scoring movies and especially how it was different for them and working on Everything Everywhere all at once. Check it out.
Like, if it was any more rushed, it probably would have really suffered a lot because just the demand to attention to detail and specificity, like, I think the way that this movie is scored is very tight to picture, which is actually not very in vogue right now. But it is what it is, and it's kind of like the way Daniel's brains is work, and it really made sense for this movie. So yeah, it really took a lot of like very specific tailored music, like hitting like specific points on picture and things like that. So yeah, sorry for the long-winded answer.
No, it's everything I'm like geeking out over. I wish like normal moviegoers knew how rare this situation is that you all had, and being able to understand what you were working on before they even started working on it, because it shows in the music where it's like very clear, in the movie where it's very clear that this was tailored for what is happening here, as opposed to just a composer just is whipping stuff up a couple weeks before the movie drops.
Or the composer whipping a bunch of stuff up, like, and then a music editor just dropping things in, you know what I mean? Like, it's so tailored, like it's crazy. And the thing is, like, even though we're in on the ground, like ground level, we like still really didn't know what this movie was gonna be. Like, reading the script, I remember we were just like, how the fuck is this gonna exist, you know? How's this movie gonna get made? But I think it became clear as we went along just how much music was gonna be involved.
I can imagine y'all reading that script and being confused going page to page when they're like switching channels, and you're like, wait, is this file messed up? Like, this has got to be like broken or something. What's going on?
Yeah, Ryan literally thought that, and Rafiq and I were like, I don't think it's messed up. It's just the script.
It's just avant-garde.
Yeah.
Okay, let's switch gears. Let's talk about live music a little bit.
Sounds good.
You all have a very complicated set. I have a couple questions, because first of all, the soundtrack for this album is 2 hours long, which I've never seen before, except for like the Titanic soundtrack. But I'm curious about what is live music going to look like? Are you bringing Mitski? Are you bringing David Byrd? Like,
I wish that we existed in a universe where both those things were even remotely possible, but I'm gonna settle very much for and be very happy that we got to collaborate with both of them on the end credits track for this movie. And it's kind of crazy because in addition to this 2 hour long soundtrack, and actually a lot of the material was developed in tandem, that we put out like a 3-volume album called Tomorrows Parts 1-3, over the course of 2020 and 2021. I don't even remember how many hours or whatever of music that is. So there's just like so much to draw from, as well as like playing potentially like some old songs, right? So right now we have kind of put together a set that is almost purely from the Tomorrow's trilogy. There is like some old favorite stuff in there from past material. And then the fun thing is that there is actually some kind of interconnectivity between the movie score and Tomorrow's. There's like a couple things that for those who are like really like, you know, I think it probably won't be like noticeable like right away, but there's like a very long cue in the movie that is very much like kind of lifted from a song from Tomorrow's, and there's one of the main themes from the movie is almost exactly the same as a track from Tomorrow's as well. So we'll be playing those things, but at the moment we don't have plans to play like the This Is a Life, which is a song we did with David Byrne and Mitski. I hope to be able to do that either obviously with them or with someone else standing in as Mitski and maybe Ryan being David Byrne, you know what I mean? Who knows?
We're
trying to get some things together, but we'll see. At the moment it's all Tomorrow stuff, and we're very excited about it because we've never been able to play any of it live before.
Thank you again to our guest Ian Chang for holding it down. And Sunlux will be at the Sinclair on April 30th, but Everything Everywhere All at Once is out now and available at your favorite movie theater. Coming up next, we got the cultural section. We're going to talk about cultural updates, some openings, some events happening. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
All right, time for some cultural updates. This week is a good one because it's all good stuff happening. Now, let's start off with the International Film Festival of Boston. If you missed that happened on April 14th, no worries, don't fret. The Brattle Theater has got you covered. They're going to be doing screenings over the next couple of weeks. Check out more information on that on the Brattle Theater Instagram or Twitter or on their website. Next, Peter DeMuro / Public Displays of Motion is seeking in-person performers for Queer Cabaret, presented 4 evenings during Pride Month between June 16th and the 19th. It's in collaboration with the Central Square Theater. Follow Peter DeMuro, Peter DIMURO, for more information. Last thing I got for you is my poetry friends out in the good city of Lynn. This is an event starting on May 1st. This is called Density Vibes. It's kind of a mix between a showcase and a park cleanup. This is happening between 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. on the Lynn Commons. Take care of the world. Listen to great poetry and music. D-Ruff is going to be there. Shout out to the homie. And Lone Soul. Retrospect too. Oh, snap. This is going to be a nice little event. Come listen to some poetry. Hit up Michelle La Poetica on Instagram if you want more information on that. Again, that's Michelle La Poetica on Instagram. I think that's it for cultural updates for the day. Coming up next, we got This Week in Disgrace Land History. One of my favorite parts of the show. I get to get a little bit creepy, but in like an Are You Afraid of the Dark kind of way. Anyway, stay tuned. That's coming up next. You know what they say about history? Those that don't know it are destined to repeat it. That's right. It's time for This Week in Disgraceland History, brought to you by our sister show, the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. New York City promoter Michael Alig was born this week back in 1966 on April 29th. Hear the gruesome true story of how this club kid turned murderer left blood on the dance floor. That's in season 1 of Disgraceland, available for free only on Amazon Music. And while you're at it, check out the season finale of Double Elvis's Blood on the Tracks, a Bob Dylan story. This week, the show concludes its season-long deep dive into what really happened after Dylan narrowly survived a harrowing motorcycle crash. Or did he? Listen to Blood on the Tracks wherever you get your podcasts. What a show, y'all. We made it. Episode 5 in the books. Thank you so much for for joining me on another ride. We're about to close out, and some of you may have noticed that I've been struggling to come up with a catchphrase to close the show. If you have an idea for what could be a good catchphrase to close out the show, shoot us an email, lustforlivebos@doubleelvis.com. Make sure to follow us, lustforlivebos, Twitter, Instagram. If you already know my social handles, you can go ahead and shoot me a follow too. Shoot us all a follow. We all are just trying to make this show as great as it can be. That's definitely in part to a great crew who I'll shout out in a moment, but I definitely want to shout out our inside scoop, Lisa Bello. Shout out to Ian Chang from Sun Lux for being a dope interview. And then shout out to the team that make this show possible. The show and this episode was recorded and produced by me. I'm Cliff Notes. Additional production, engineering, mixing, and writing from the Hipstery team. Executive produced by Jake Brennan, Brady Sadler, and Carly Carioli. Produced by Chris O'Keefe. Until next week. Should I try and attempt this? I'm going to attempt it. Until next week, y'all. Living life with lust is... Yo, help me out. Shoot us an email, please.